Okay, welcome back to Shmuel Beis, and we are learning Perek Chaf Beis. Last week we got through Pasuk Tes Zayin, so we'll begin this week with Pasuk Yud Zayin. Now, again, this Perek is a little different than most Prakim that we've been learning in Shmuel Beis, because it's not much of a storyline here. It's more of just David's Shira, David's song, so we'll go through it tonight, and I'll share some of the ideas that the Mefarshim share on the Pesukim, based on the wording of the Pesukim and what David is trying to communicate with this Shira to Hashem. And then Amir Hashem, next week we'll begin with the next Perek, Perek Chaf Gimel. And there's only two more Prakim left, so another maybe 4 weeks or so, we should finish off the next two Prakim, and then we'll take it from there. Okay. So Pasuk Yud Zayin, I'll read the because the wording is poetic and a little bit challenging. So I'll read the English from the Art Scroll. The translation I'm reading is from the Art Scroll Navi. So you can look on it, you can listen. Yishlach mimarom yikacheni yamsheni mimayim rabim. So he sent from on high and took me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He drew me out of the deep waters. So what's this idea? So here, the Radak says explicitly that the waters are a mashal for all the tzaros that he encountered throughout his lifetime. And just like water, you know, you imagine like rushing water, and the water rushes in and just tries to sweep you away. So that's what the tzaros do. The tzaros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws our way are like this mayim rabim, and they come to wipe us away, so to speak. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, he comes down from above. And he saves us, he picks us out, so to speak, and protects us from this Mayim Rabim. Rashi, it's not Rashi in this Pasuk, it's Rashi in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, but Rashi says that this Pasuk, he believes, is referring to the story with Shaul. If you remember way back when, there was a story with Shaul, where Shaul basically almost caught David. He was about to catch him. It was like the last second David was cornered, he was about to catch him. And at the last minute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach, and the malach came to Shaul, and he said, the plishtim are attacking. And Shaul realized he can't pursue David. He has to turn around and go fight the plishtim, because he's the king, and the plishtim are attacking the Jewish people. He can't neglect his duties as king just because he wants to catch David. And he turned around, and he left David, and he went to fight against the plishtim to save Bnei Yisrael. And that's this mashal of, you know, like the rushing waters, and at the last second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of just plucks you out, you know, and saves you from this Mayim Rabim. So that's that's the mashal here. And the Malbim also, you know, this is a Malbim in Tehillim. He understands that it's almost like your enemies threw you into the river, you know, to drown you, and they're standing next to the river. They're standing next to the river that in case you come out, they're going to knock you back in. Now that's also this idea of Yamsheni Mimayim Rabim. Okay, Pasuk Yud Ches, Yatzileni me oivi oz, mison ai ki omtsu mimeni. He saved me from my mighty foe and from my enemies when they overpowered me. So it's interesting because son ai is plural, and yet oivi is singular. So why do we change from the plural, from the singular to the plural? So the Radak says that it could be that oivi, which is the singular, is referring to one of his nemesis, like one of his arch enemies. And he had two of them. Number one was Goliath, right? Goliath was one of the enemies of the Jewish people. And that was the one that David took on and Baruch Hashem defeated. And the other was Shaul. Shaul was someone that was obviously a more protracted, more protracted battle. But these were two individual enemies that for a long time David was struggling against them, and maybe that's what it's referring to. And even when they overpowered me, right? May oivi oz, like the strength, you know, they're strong. Oz is strength. Misonai ki omtsu mimeni, even when they overpowered me, Hashem, you still came in and you still helped me to defeat them. Pasuk Yutes, Yikadmuni biyom edi, vayhi Hashem mishon li. They confronted me on the day of my misfortune, but Hashem was the support unto me. Now, the Mitzvot HaSavit said this also, this B'yom Eidi, the day of my misfortune, Mitzvah Asavit says that essentially we're talking about a situation where David HaMelech is like down and out. You know, he was knocked down, and he says, I was thinking to myself, like, this is it. You know, I'm done. This is it, I'm done. And he had many situations throughout his life where he thought that, and he thought, okay, I'm done, I was defeated. You know, now I'm going to die, now I'm going to be defeated. And at the last second, even on these days of misfortune, when I'm down and out, and I think I'm done, Hashem still comes in, and he still supports me. Pasuk Chaf. He brought me out into a broad space. He released me, for he desired me. This idea of the broad space is because when a person is in trouble, when a person is experiencing tzaros, so the imagery is the narrow space, right? Like the Bein HaMetzarim. You know, the Bein HaMetzarim were between Shemos HaMetamos and Tisha B'Av, where Bein HaMetzarim were between the straits. We're in this very narrow space between the straits, and it's very difficult for us to navigate and to get out. You're in a narrow space, like a little parking spot. You can't really get out of it. You know, we're stuck. And now we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ayotzei lamerchavosi." Like David says, you brought it. You took me out into the broad space, into the wide open space where I can maneuver, where I can move. And why did he do that? Ki chafetz bi, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted me. Because Baruch Hu wanted David HaMelech to survive, and in the end of the day, this is all of these salvations, all of these times were because Ki Chafetz Bi, because Hashem wants us. Hashem wanted me, he wants us, and that's why he helps us. Chaf Aleph, Yigmeleni Hashem Kitzid Kasi, Kivor Yadai Yashiv Li. Okay, so let's... Hashem recompensed me according to my righteousness. He repaid me befitting the cleanliness of my hands. So Rashi says this could be referring to one of two things. Rashi here seems to say it's referring to Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem paid us back for our righteousness. What was the righteousness? Lechtech acharai b'midbar. That Bnei Yisrael followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu out into the midbar when that required a tremendous amount of bitachon, because out in the midbar there's nothing there. There's no support system. Where are we going to get food from? Where are we going to get clothing from? Where are we going? Who's going to protect us from the elements, from the animals, from the enemies? Who's going to protect us? Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we had the bitachon to go and follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. And based on that tzidkus, Hashem repays us. That's the yigmaleni, that Hashem repays us. Another interpretation, which he says also in Pasuk Chavzayin, Rashi says, is that maybe this is a reward for David, because David did not kill Shaul. David had an opportunity, if you remember when he clipped his coat, you know, Shaul was there in the cave, and David, you know, cut the corner of his coat, and then after Shaul went a little distance, David called out to him, and he said, hey, look what I have, I could have killed you, and I didn't. So in the merit of David not killing Shaul, when really he could have, and really he could have had every excuse to kill him, that's the tzid kasi, that's the Yigmaleni Hashem kitzid kasi, that my righteousness, that I did not kill Shaul, Hashem paid me back. Another, the Mitzvah Asavah said another pshat, is that David HaMelech, he never hurt anyone. And who did David HaMelech hurt? You know, David HaMelech was a good leader. David HaMelech never wronged anyone. And therefore, I mean, David, he made some mistakes along the way, you know, with Bathsheba and other things. But, you know, but otherwise, he never hurt anyone. And therefore, Yigmaleni Hashem Kitzid Kasi, Kivor Yadai Yashiv Li, that Hashem repays us for the things that we do, for the things that we do right. Okay. Now the Malbim also says, this is a Malbim in Tehillim, he says that until now, David HaMelech was talking about Hashem saving him through Teva. Hashem can save us in two ways. One way is through the nature, through Teva. Another way is Lamala Min HaTeva. Even when things are not natural, Kadosh Baruch Hu also saved David HaMelech, and now he's shifting to talk about some of the things that were supernatural, some of the nisim that he experienced. Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki shamarti darchei Hashem, v'lo rashati me'elokai. I followed all of the ways of Hashem. The translation for I have kept all the ways of Hashem, and I have not departed wickedly from my God. Says Mitzvah Asavah, this means I followed the mitzvos. I did what Hashem wanted me to do. Chav Gimel. Ki chol mishpatav linegdi, v'chukosav lo asur mimena. for all of his judgments are before me. I do not remove myself from his decrees. Now, the Mefarshim here say that I have all of the Mishpatim. Mishpatim are the things that make sense. Mishpat is like justice. Those are the things that make sense to me, the things that I can wrap my head around, the things that I can understand that, you know, this person owes this person this amount of money, this person is chai, this person is pater. These are the things that I can understand. And those things are lenegdi, that I have the ability to think about them, to understand them, and to understand, you know, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming from. But the chukim sav, what are the chukim? The chukim are the things that I can't understand. Not that there's no reason. There are reasons for chukim, right? Just we can't wrap our heads around them. We can't understand them, right? They're beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. And David HaMelech is saying that even the chukim that I can't understand, even those, lo asur mimena, I don't deviate from those, right? Even the chukim that I can't understand, I don't just follow you, Hashem, because I can understand. Right? Even the things that I can't understand, I still follow you in step. I still follow 100% lo asur. This is something that's obviously challenging. You think about nowadays when we live in a society where everything needs to be understood. We live in a very scientific society. So everything needs to be researched, needs to be understood, needs to be uncovered, deciphered, which is good, which is true. We should try. But at the same time, we have to recognize that we're limited. We have to recognize that we're finite. We have to recognize that we can't understand everything. We can't understand everything. And very often in today's society, people think, well, if you can't understand it, then it's not true. If you can't wrap your head around it, it's not true. Right? In the olden days, they used to think everything was spirits because they couldn't explain anything. Right? They weren't developed scientifically. They weren't developed technologically. So there were many things that they couldn't understand. So what did they say? It must be a spirit. It must be an evil spirit. It must be a demon. It must be a ghost. All these things that the people could, you know, cooked up to explain phenomena that they could not explain. Right? Nowadays, we were more advanced scientifically. We're more advanced technologically. And therefore, we can explain a lot more. So real scientifically, we can explain a lot more. But there still are things that we can't explain. So then what do you do? So then do you say, well, either it's not true. We can't explain it, so it's not true. It doesn't exist. It's not true. Or obviously, what we believe, it is true. We just can't understand everything. Right? We're limited. We're finite. Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. We can't possibly wrap our heads around everything. And even the chukim that we can't understand, it's okay. We follow them nonetheless because that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to do. That's a very important idea. Okay, Pasuk
Aleph. Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Rabbi, you know, in Jewish history, you have people like Miriam, who spoke badly, Aharon with the eagle, the spies. They were all punished.
Right.
They were all punished somehow. Yet David, who sinned with Bathsheba, why was he never punished?
Well, he was, right? That was
punished. The others, they faced death. I mean, they were killed.
Right. Yeah. So, we'll see. We do find that David HaMelech is punished. We haven't read much. I mean, well, first of all, David HaMelech was on the run a lot, right? It's not like David HaMelech had a nice, easy life where nothing happened to him. I mean, you know, he had Avshalom. He had Ish-Boshes. He also did tshuva, correct? Right? He also did tshuva. So we do find, I think, that he was punished to a degree. He did tshuva. We do find he was punished to a degree. So I wouldn't say he got off scot free. We're going to see also towards the end that there's an element of punishment to David HaMelech. So we'll see. You know, I think he is taken to task a little bit for what he did. He's not. He doesn't get off scot free. He didn't get to build the Beis HaMikdash. That was more because of his bloody hands, because he was a warrior. But we do find consequences. We'll see a little bit more, but we do find consequences.
It says all the shmata, all this, and then it says meaning all this laws, and then it says lo asur mimena, meaning just singular, meaning just a specific law or a specific.
You're saying mimena is in the singular. Right. Why is mimena in the singular? Good question.
Or is it a specific?
I don't know that it's referring to a specific chok. Not that I mean, I didn't see anything like that. Could be. Right. Also, right. We had the 3-year drought because he didn't eulogize Shaul, so he was punished for that. Right. That's true. Yeah, Aaron, I don't know. It's a good question. Why is it in the singular here?
Because chol, each, is in the singular.
Ki chol mishpatav l'negdi, each. So mimena is referring to each one. Okay, could be. Or maybe kind of, you know, that's one possibility. Josh is saying that it's referring to each one. That's why it's in the singular. Kind of the opposite way you could think about it is that he's thinking about all of the mishpatim and the chukim as one system. Lo asur mimena, from this system, everything is together. Whether I understand it, I can't understand it, it's all together. It's all one system, and that system I'm not deviating from. That's the Torah HaKadosh I'm not deviating from. Okay, either way, good. Okay. Pasuk Chav Dalid. Va'ehe yesamim lo, va'eshtam rame avoni. I have been perfectly innocent with him, and I was vigilant against my sin. Again, following Hashem, right? Without tumim, like we talked about, tumim tiyam Hashem alokecha, without being too complicated. Hashem says to do it, I do it, right? Like a pasht to yid, you know, people say, I'm a pasht to yid. Some people don't like that. You know, it shouldn't be a pasht to yid. It should be. Right, you should be growing. You should be striving, but to a degree, there is an element of praise in being a pasha to yid. What's a pasha to yid? I follow Hashem. That's it. You know, I'm not complicated. I don't have convoluted. Hashem says to do this, I do it. Hashem says to daven, I daven. Hashem says to learn, I learn. You know, I'm not coming up with all these chaps and kunsim and all the different things. Pasha to yid tamim tia and Hashem alokecha. That way, a pasha to yid is a good thing. Pasuk chaf hey. That Hashem repaid me in accordance with my righteousness, according to my purity before His eyes. This is also very important. The Mitzvah Savit says that the David is saying here that all the things that I did, I didn't do them in front of other people for you, Ara. I didn't do them in front of other people because it looks good. You know, for the arrogance and the haughtiness of it all, you know, look at me, look how great I am, right? How did I do it? I did it in front of Hashem's eyes. I don't care what other people see, other people don't see. I did it in front of Hashem's eyes. That's why I said that. That's why I did it. You know, so often you have, you know, especially people, you know, young kids and teenagers, they're growing, they're starting to grow, they're starting to get more and more excited about Yiddishkeit, Torah, and mitzvot. And sometimes they end up doing things. You know, they do good things, but sometimes there is an element of like, oh, I want people to see that I'm from. I want people to see that I'm learning, that I'm from. So you know, you do things in a public way, people see it, and sometimes it smacks of you are. It smacks of a little bit of arrogance or haughtiness a little bit. The idea is when it comes to Avodas Hashem, it shouldn't matter if people do see me, they don't see me. I should act the same way, right? Learn the same way, daven the same way, do the same mitzvos. You know, if people do see me or they don't see me. You know, do we daven as well when we're home and we're just at the kotel of our home as we daven when we're at the in the shul and everybody's looking at us? You know, or is it different? You know, do we learn the same way when we're at home that we learn in public? You know, it's again we're all like this. We all like admiration for people. But at the same time, he says, no, the negative enough. I'm focusing on Hashem's eyes. I don't care what other people see, what they don't see, what they do care, they don't care. They admire me, they don't admire me. I'm doing it because Hashem sees, and that's the main thing. That's what's important. Pasuk Chavav, Im chasid tis chasod, Im gibor tamim titamam. So here we literally, what this means is with the devout, you deal devoutly. With the one who is strong in his wholeheartedness, you act wholeheartedly. So essentially, the idea is, as the Mefarshim say here, that Hashem acts with us the way that we act. And Hashem, it's mida keneged mida. The way we act with others, certainly the way we act with Hashem, but the way we act with others, that's how Hashem acts with us. If we act piously, Hashem will act piously with us. If we act wholeheartedly, Hashem will act wholeheartedly with us. And then the next pasuk also the same idea. Chavzayin im navar titavar. With the pure, you act purely, but the imikesh titapo. But with the corrupt, you act perversely, right? That Hashem also, if people are starting to, if you play games, then also, you know, we'll play games. Hashem will also, Hashem will defeat you, you know, through your own mechanisms also. And some of the Mefarshim say here, Rashi points out that we have three positive terms here and one negative term. Chasid, gibor tamim, and Navar. Those are three positive terms. Chassid is pious, Kibor Tamim the article translates it as wholeheartedness, and navar is pure. These are the three. These are three terms. What do they refer to? Says Rashi, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Three avos. Right? Chassid is Avram. Gibor Tamim is Yitzchak, and Navar, which is pure, is referring to Yaakov. Who's the Vitim Ikesh? Paro. Right? The Mefarshim say here that it's referring to Parashi. Says it's referring to Paro according to the Medrash. It's referring to Paro. The Paro was sly. He was conniving. He tried to he tried to do all these tricks to get Bnei Yisrael to work hard and not to think and not to strategize and not to act up against him. That's what he did. So Hashem also acted with him that way. And Hashem, brought the Makos and did all the things in a way that would defeat him. So that's how Hashem acts. The way we act, that's how Hashem acts with us. Pasuk Chav Ches. Ve'es'am oni toshia, ve'inecha aramim tashpil. You save the humble people, while your eyes are upon the haughty to lower them. So says the Mesudas David, when does Hashem save us? When we're humble. Right? When we become a humble people, like an ani, just like a poor person. Poor people are humble, right? They don't have anything to be haughty about. So they're very humble people. So when we're humble, like the poor, then Toshia. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. And the arrogant, Hashem attends to the arrogant until they are humbled. If someone is arrogant, Hashem is going to punish them until they're humbled. We have to make sure that the things that we have don't get to our head and we don't become arrogant and haughty. Pasuk Chav Tes, Ki Aton Neiri Hashem, Hashem Yagia Choshki. Hashem, you are my darkness. You are my lamp, my candle. Hashem illuminates my darkness. And this also, we know that Tzoro says the Radak are always compared to darkness. Because just like in darkness, you can't see. So often when we're in Tzoros, when we're in bad times, it seems to us like we're stuck. We can't see the light. We can't get out of this Tzoro. We can't figure out, how am I going to break free? How am I going to get out of this Tzoro? But at the end of the day, Hashem Yagia Choshki. At the end of the day, Hashem is the one who illuminates our darkness. And again, it doesn't take much. Right? All you need to illuminate darkness is one little light, one little candle, one little flame. And that's what Hashem does, that he illuminates our darkness. Even when we're in times of pain, times of tzara, Hashem comes and illuminates, and that's what saves us. Pasuk Lamed, Ki v'cha arutz gedud be'lokai adalik shur. For with you I smash a troop. With my God I leap over a wall. So this, the Radak says, this is referring to the fact that Hashem helps us destroy the enemy, right? And David HaMelech is saying that Hashem, you helped me many times to destroy the enemy. And Arutz Kedud, Arutz can, Radak says, Arutz can come from the language of to smash. That with your help, I smashed the invading army, the troop. Arutz can also mean I run. Right, that I run fearlessly toward the army. Instead of running away, I run fearlessly toward the army. That's another possibility. That I jump over the wall. I jump over, says the Radak. I jump over the protective walls. Right, or it could mean like that I was victorious so quickly. Hashem, you made me victorious so quickly. It was almost like I was jumping. You know, someone who jumps, they cover a large amount of territory, a large amount of area in a short time. So David HaMelech is saying, it happens that you helped me be successful so quickly, it was almost like I was skipping, almost like I was jumping. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Hakel Tamim Darko, that Hashem is, the God, his way is perfect. Imras Hashem Tzirufa, the promise of Hashem is pure. Magen Hu L'chol Achosim Bo, he is a shield for all who take refuge in him. Rashi says that the Imras Hashem Tzirufa, that the promise of Hashem is pure. You know, when we say things, so it's not 100%, because, you know, it's not guaranteed that we're going to follow through. Sometimes we say things, we mean something else. Imras Hashem Tzirufa, whatever Hashem says is pure. Because whatever Hashem says is going to happen, whatever Hashem says, that's what he means. There's no other ifs, ands, or buts. That's Imras Hashem Tzirufa. And Tamim, Hakel Tamim Darko, the Radak says Tamim also means that Hashem repays us based on our actions. Like we said before, that the way we act, the way we behave, that's how Hashem repays us, that's how Hashem acts with us. Hakel Tamim Darko. Pasuk Lamed Beis, ki mi kel mi balade Hashem, umitzur mi balade Elokeinu. For who is God besides Hashem, and who is the rock besides our God? So all says the Radak that since Hashem always made me successful, says David, right? This is what my enemies came to realize, that after all my successes, after I defeated them time and time again, so my enemies came to realize ki mi kel mi balade Hashem, that this God of David, this God of the Jews, he's the real God. He's the real thing. Because look, he's the one who's being successful. He's, you know, we have our deities, we have our gods. We're not being successful. David and his God, he's being successful. So we see Mikel, Mikel mi balade Hashem.
Same thing like we learned on Pasuk Beis, where it says, Vayomer Hashem, Sali, Musidasi, Ufatili, Lee, it's also about a rock, that Hashem's his rock.
Yes.
It's basically the same.
Similar idea. Mitzur mi balade alokeinu. Yes. Yeah, right there. That idea is the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. Yeah, I don't think so. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Hakel ma'uzi chayil hayater tamim darki. That the God, my fortress of strength, he cleared my way with perfection. What does that mean? He cleared my way? He cleared my way. He cleared my path to victory, says Rashi. Right? Sometimes you have obstacles in your path. And David is saying, Hashem just, you know, cleared the way, bulldozed everybody out of my way, so that I would be victorious, so that I would defeat the enemy. And Hakel Ma'uzi Chayil, he gave me strength. He's the one who gave me strength. Ma'uzi Chayil, 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 Chayil refers to strength, and we go from strength to strength. So that's what Hashem gave me in order to defeat my enemies. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Mishaver Raglai Ka'ayalos, V'Alba Mosai Yamideni. That he makes my feet swift like the hinds, and stood me upon my heights. Says David, says the Radak, to explain what David is saying here, that if I had to flee, sometimes I had to run away, he made me run fast, like Ayalos, right? He made me run fast and elude my enemies. He kept me safe. The Abamos Ayami Dani, that when I finally got to my destination, when I was running to, he put me up high and protected me and saved me. And he made me great. So that's how he protected me. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Melamed Yodai La Milchama, V'nichas Keshes Nechushas Ro Osai, that you have trained my hands for battle so that a copper bow could be bent by my arms. So what is this referring to? Obviously, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled David to be a very strong warrior, a very courageous warrior. And Rashi says that, the Radak says that he was able to fight even against advanced weaponry, right? Keshes Nechusha, copper bow, is a very strong weapon, and David was even able to defeat strong weaponry. Rashi quotes an interesting medrash that he said that in David's palace, there were many weapons that were hanging up on the walls and hanging from the rafters, you know, bows and other types of weapons. And people used to visit, you know, visiting kings, and they would say, oh, this is just to scare us. You know, all these weapons hanging here, they're to scare us, but David HaMelech doesn't really know how to use them. You know, they're just there, you know, to intimidate us. And David was able to take any of the weapons down and show them how you know adept he was at using these weapons. And this was something that a koach that Hashem gave him to be a good warrior and to be a strong warrior and to be someone who was able to use all these weapons and quickly defeat his enemies.
And yet, the slingshot is what he's supposed to.
The slingshot, right? Correct. He's most famous for the slingshot.
It was referred to when Shaul HaMelech tried to.
Yeah. With the spear, he tried to shish kebab.
Yeah,
and he missed. Went straight into the wall. Correct. Yep. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vatitan li magen yishecha, va'anoscha tarbeni. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your humility made me great. That's a whole interesting good discussion here. What does this mean that Hashem's humility made him great? But presumably the mepharshim say, some say it means va'anoscha, that your command made me great, or you made me like a large army, even though very often David's army was not the largest army. You know, he was fighting against the Plishtim were of greater number. So he was fighting against Shaul had more men. He was fighting, you know, all these things. He was fighting even Avshalom, right? You know, presumably he had more men than David did. But each time, Hashem's Anova, so to speak, came and Tarbeni, allowed David to be like the greater army, like the bigger army, that Hashem went, you know, Hashem didn't go to the bigger force. Hashem had humility to side with the smaller force, to side with David's force, and make them like the bigger force that would be victorious. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Tarchiv Tzadi Tachteini, Velo Mo'adu Karsu Loi. You widened my stride beneath me, and my ankles have not faltered. Right? Widened my stride, Rashi says, so I wouldn't fall. Right? When people are walking and they have a small stride, one foot next to the other, it's much easier for them to fall. A wider stride means you have more balance. So he's saying, Hashem, you enabled me to have this wider stride that I wouldn't fall. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Erdefa Oivai Ba'ashmideim. You have given, I pursued my foes and eradicated them. Velo ashuv ad kalosam, and returned not until they were destroyed, completely destroyed all my enemies. And again, similar in Pasuk Lamed Ches, Va'achalem ve'em chatzeim, velo yukumun va'yiplu tachas raglai. I destroyed them and struck them down so that they did not rise and they fell beneath my feet. Pasuk Mem, Vatazreini chayil ha-milchama, tachriya kamai tachteini. You girded me with strength for battle. Again, that he's saying that all of my strength in battle came from Hashem, but it's not, this is the opposite of Kochi Va'otzem Yadi. Kochi Va'otzem Yadi says what? Everything is me. Look how great I am. Look how, right? David could have said this. It could have gotten to David's head. David could have said, look how great of a warrior I am. Look, I defeated all these enemies all these years. I defeated Shaul, I defeated Avshalom, I defeated Ishbosheth, I defeated Plishtim, I defeated Goliath. David could have been full of himself. He could have been arrogant. He could have been haughty. And no, he's saying what? That you were the one who gave me everything. Right? You're the one who gave me the strength to do battle. It's not my strategy, my strength that won this war. Tachriya kamai tachteini. You brought my adversaries to their knees beneath me. You were the one who did it. You were the one who did it. You know, this is something I always think about whenever we talk about, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a state of Israel and we have Tzahal, which for so many years we didn't have. We didn't have a Jewish army for how many centuries, which is amazing. But at the same time, we have to recognize this point, Vatazreini chayil ha-milchama. Right, that when Tzahal is victorious, when Tzahal does things well, when Tzahal is, you know, goes in and arrests the terrorists, and Baruch Hashem, no casualties and no one's injured. Right, what is that from? It's not just because they are Baruch Hashem, they're a good army also. They have you know good planning and good training and everything and good weapons and everything like that. But at the same time, it comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. That's really chayil ha-milchama. Our strength comes from Hashem, right? It comes from Hashem. We do our hishtadlus, we train, and we buy good weapons, and we have. We strategize and we have military planning. That's our hishtadlus. We have to recognize that at the end of the day, it's not kochi v'otzem yadi. It's not that we have such a strong army. We have Hashem on our side. Of course, we're going to be victorious. Of course, we're going to win. We have Hashem on our side. Pasuk mem aleph. The oivai tatali oref mesanai v'atzmi say that my enemies, you gave to me in retreat. Right, tatali oref. Oref refers to the back of the neck. That's the part of your enemy that you want to see. You want to see the back of his neck. Why? Because that means he's running away. Right? So when your enemy runs away, you see the back of his neck. So the David is saying, that's what, you know, I saw the backs of their necks as they ran because you allowed me to defeat them. Misanai va'atzmi, same my antagonist, and I cut them down. And then David is saying that even when they were fleeing, even when you enabled me to chase them away, I was still able to catch them and to defeat them. Pasuk Mem Beis, Yishuv Ein Moshia. Now, when they're running, they turn, right? They turn to cry out. They cry out, but there was no savior, right? Says the Mitzudas David. First, they're crying out to human kings to come help them, or maybe to their deities to come save them. Ein Moshia, no one's coming. El Hashem Velo Adam. And then after that, they're desperate, so they say, "Okay, we'll try the Jews' God." And they cry out to Hashem, but Hashem says, I'm not going to come save you, right? You don't believe in me, really. So even Hashem doesn't answer them. They're wicked. They're not calling out sincerely to Hashem. And that's why he doesn't answer them. Pasuk Mem Gimel, Ve'eshchakem ka'afar oretz, that I pulverize them like the dust of the earth, ketit chutzos adikem er ka'em, like the mud in the streets, I crush them and I trample them. Right, made them small, made them into little pieces, scattered them all around. Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vatefalteini meirivei ami, you rescued me from the strife of my people. Now, the strife of my people refers to internal strife, internal discord. Says the Radak, what's that referring to? Shaul, Shaul and his supporters who were fighting with David. That's Merive Ami. Because that was also not external enemies. It wasn't the Plishtim, it wasn't others, it wasn't the Goyim, but it was the internal strife. Lerosh Goyim, Amlo Yadati Yavduni. You preserved me to be the head of nations. Hashem preserved David to be, he protected him, says the Mitzvah 7, until he became the leader. Right? Lerosh Goyim, Amlo Yadati Yavduni. A people I did not know serves me. This people that I did not know serves me. Pasuk Mem Hei, B'nei Nechar Yizkacha Shuli, foreigners dissemble to me, Lishmoa Ozen Yishamuli. As soon as they hear, they will obey me. So the Radak says here that we're referring to the nations of the world, B'nei Nechar, right? This is referring to the nations of the world, and the nations of the world are going to be afraid. And what are they going to come and say? Oh, we were always your friend. We were always, you know, an admirer of yours. You know, they come and they say, we never did anything wrong. We didn't sin. Why? Because they're afraid. They're scared. Once they start hearing about how successful David was, once they start hearing about his mindset, then they come. Oh, we're on your side. We're on your team. We love you. Right? That's how it works. Pasuk Mem Vav, v'nei nechar yibolu v'yachkaru v'miskirosam. But it's not going to work, and the foreigners become withered and terrified from within their fortified enclosures. They're going to be in pain, says the Mitzvah HaSavet, from all of the injuries that I inflict upon them. Pasuk Mem Zayin, Chai Hashem uvaruch tzuri v'yarum elokei tzur yishi. And this is a praise of Hashem, that Chai Hashem, Hashem lives. Blessed is my rock, right? Uvaruch tzuri v'yarum elokei tzur yishi. Exalted is God, the rock of my salvation. Again, this concept of the rock, the selah, the tzur, that Hashem is our strength, and that's what we hold on to. Pasuk Mem Ches, Hakel anose nekamosli umorid amim tachteni, that the God who grants me vengeance and subdues nations beneath me, and extricates, now that's the next one, umotzi me oivai, and he extricates me from my enemies, umikamai terom emeni, you raise me above my adversaries. Me'ish hamasim tatzileni. From the man of injustice, you rescued me. Pasuk Nun, al kein oducha Hashem bagoyim uleshimcha azamer. David HaMelech, in his conclusion of this song, says, that's why I'm going to thank you, bagoyim. I'm going to thank you in public. Why in public? To publicize the nes. And when I thank Hashem for all the things that he did, I'm going to do it publicly. To publicize the nes for all the nations of the world. That everyone should recognize how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is, how great Hashem is. I'm not going to just keep it to myself. I'm going to publicize it. I'm going to thank Hashem in public. Pasuk Nun Aleph, and this should be a pasuk that we're familiar with. Migdol Yeshuos Malko V'yos Echeselim Shicho. And the literal translation: therefore, I shall give thanks to you. I'm sorry. That's pasuk Nun. Pasuk Nun Aleph. He is the tower of his king's salvation. Migdol. Yeshuos Malko, he's the tower of his king's salvation. The Osa Cheselim Shicho, and he does kindness to his anointed one. The David Ulazaro Ad Olam, and this is a little bit of a tefillah at the end. The Radak says that David is saying that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did all of these chasadim for me all of these years to save me time and time again, I daven, I pray, and I hope. The David Ulazaro Ad Olam. Don't stop now. But continue saving, continue doing these things for me and for my descendants forever, so that we'll always live with the Yeshuos Hashem at all times. Okay, so this is the end of David's Shira. I know it was a little bit different than usual, no real storyline, but we got some sense of David's, hopefully of David's praise of Hashem. And Amir Hashem next week will begin with Pasuk Chaf Gimel, which are some of the last prophetic words. Herod, thank you. Chaf Gimel, some of the last prophetic words of David HaMelech.
Rabbi, how come they didn't call this book David HaMelech? Why Shemu? It's really all about David.
It is all about David. That's true. I mean, yeah, at least Shmuel Base.
Yeah, for sure.
Aleph is more about Shmuel. Shmuel wrote it. Correct. Shmuel wrote it. Yeah. It all came from Shmuel. Listen, even David came from Shmuel. The fact that that David is the king came from Shmuel. So, you know, we're giving him credit, I guess, where credit is due. All right. Good night.